Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Hello and welcome back to the Start Creating podcast, episode 17. Yeah, I know, I missed one. I'm sorry, I apologise. Last week was a nightmare. Not only did I have to go in for an x-ray on my foot, which I still don't know the answers to as we speak, but my other half also had to go in to get her ear checked, because although she's now healing from the operation that she had 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, she now has a low immune system because her body's been fighting off of fighting the surgery and healing the surgery. So now she has like a bad eyes and like an ear infection. And yeah, so last week was a bit mental. I did a lot of work as well, so I do apologize. I always want to be honest with you on the podcast. That's what I see this being. If you're here and you're willing to listen to me and you're here for Alan Spicer, then hopefully I can be honest and open with you. I can tell you why. And you can then understand the trials and tribulations of being a self-employed, full-time YouTuber, consultant, social media weirdo. The amount of NHS club card points that we're racking up, like the our little one's ill today as well, and will be. So my Monday coming up, which this is either coming out on or Tuesday. So, you know, I'm recording in the past for the future. Hello. How is the future? Has anything happened? Has Donald Trump started World War III yet? So, yeah. Basically, it's a load of sickness and a load of juggling at the moment. So I wholeheartedly apologise. So I thought I'd weave together this podcast in which today I deep dive into the secrets of going viral on YouTube. Well, kind of. I reset your expectations on what going viral on YouTube can be. Also, I'm going through and starting recording some wonderful content on my podcast and my YouTube channel. Once again, if you only listen to the podcast and don't know my YouTube channel, you may have already seen the cameo that is those dogs that you can hear. Like, around in my neighbourhood, pretty much every house has a pet of some kind, right? There's easily 7 or 8 cats that live in the houses adjacent to us. And there's easily the same amount of dogs, including next door. They've got 2 dogs that, in my honest opinion, I don't think they're dogs because they quack rather than bark. But yeah. So anyway, before I start rambling, I'm going to push you into knowing the virality tricks and how to go viral on YouTube. Kind of. Go on, admit it. You sat there. You've done it. Everybody's done it. They've started a YouTube channel and they've fantasized about going viral on YouTube. You know, that moment when your video gets hundreds of thousands of views and you're raking in the money and you're getting all the fans and people get to know you and you're asked on the TV and everything goes wild, right? And all of a sudden you've given up your day job and you're now a full-time YouTuber just because you made one video. I'm sorry to say this, Jeff. It doesn't work that way, mate. I'm sorry to say this, Lucy. That's not how it works in any way, shape or form. Now, I've got around about 950,000 views on my YouTube channel. If that was one video, that would sound like a viral content, right? A viral video with nearly 1 million views. In fact, I'll have 1 million views on my YouTube channel by the end of this month. I've had content in the past that have had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 million views on videos. Some of them work, some of them don't. But I promise you that there is a surefire way to have plenty of views on your YouTube channel and you don't have to go viral. Now, I understand that the title of this entire podcast is how to go viral on YouTube or how to go viral on social media, right? Here's a little secret. It doesn't happen that often with one video. Or if it does, there's a lot that you're not seeing. Now, there's an old adage that there's many mountains out there that are much bigger than Mount Everest would ever be. That Mount Kilimanjaro would be much bigger if you counted it from where it started. Or Mount Fuji, it's one of those, right? I apologise if you're hearing weird grinding noises in the background. It's my next door neighbour trying to do their back garden. But bear with me. So, when it comes to going viral anywhere, you need to do the legwork. And if you think that my 950,000 views is going viral, then maybe I've got some advice for you. I have 950,000 views on YouTube because I've done 350 videos. Now, not every one of those videos has had hundreds of views, let alone thousands of views. I've got one or two videos on my channel that has over 100,000 views. I've got one video that possibly has 200,000 views. But, and here's the kicker. When I uploaded them, they didn't. When I uploaded them, they got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, maybe 100 views in one day. And then they died. But slowly over time, something tweaks, something tells YouTube that that video is worthwhile. And what's that? That's human behavior. I firmly believe that if all of your content gives something back to the person that is watching them, then they will enjoy it. They will watch all or most of it. They'll interact with it. They'll like, they'll comment, they'll share. They'll maybe even subscribe to your channel. What that does is it tells YouTube, via almost word of mouth like behavior, hey, you know this 5 minute video, it was so engaging that I had to watch 3.5 to 4 minutes of it, right? I know that sounds weird, right? You're not going to walk away in the middle of a conversation, but it's an average. So if there happens to be thousands of views on a video and people are dipping out halfway through the video, it means that it had 50% retention. That doesn't mean that everybody dropped out at the halfway point. It just means that some people watched it all the way through. Some people may have watched it over and over and over again. So you get more than 100% retention, right? But what you need to do is try and keep that retention as high as possible. What that does is it shows to YouTube that it's engaging, that it's intriguing, that it's worth watching for an extended period of time. And why does YouTube like that? Because, frankly, they just want to keep you on their platform for as long as possible. They don't care what you're watching. They just want you to watch it for as long as possible and on their platform. Mainly because it can serve them ads, mainly because it gets them data and they can understand you user behavior, right? So once you have 10, 20, 30, 50 of these videos feeding YouTube information, showing them that every time, even if it's just 2 or 3 views a day, every time someone comes to that video, they like it, they view it, they see as much of that video as they can possibly deal with and disappear. Over time, it gives that video a trust score, a behavior arrangement in which YouTube goes, oh, okay, so 80, 90% of the people that come to this video truly seem to get something out of it. It's not just a thumbnail of a naked lady with boobs and inside someone cooking a cake, which is active clickbait. It is someone offering something, clearly expressing that in the title and the descriptions, and then delivering it. Now, it could be the most boring video topic in the world, But if you are searching for it, like how to clip your toenails, how to paint the wall, how to put up wallpapers, how to change a light bulb, or in my case, how to change YouTube channel name, how to change a YouTube avatar, how to report a YouTube channel. Fairly mundane topics, but at the point that you need to know that answer, that's very important to you and only you in that moment. So you'll go and find one of those videos, you'll watch one of those videos until you get your answer, and then you'll interact, or you'll move on, or you'll binge watch the channel. So what this does is it builds up a behavior on that video, in which YouTube then goes, okay, we can trust this. It clearly seems to be doing what it needs to do. It's titled well. It seems to have a thumbnail that engages people. There's a description that seems to have people reading for longer. The tags truly reflect what the video is about. And they will move it up the ranking. And here's the kicker. It doesn't necessarily have to be day one, day two, day seven, day 14. Day 28, day 90. I've had some wonderful videos that I've created for a purpose, and I've plotted them there, and I've plopped them, and I've waited, right? And the way it works is they'll get 50 to 100 views in the first day or so. It may die off. It will trickle feed itself for 20 odd views a day, maybe, for 2, 3, 4, 5 months. And then it starts to rise, because YouTube trusts it now, so it moves it from 8th place in the rankings to 7th place, and then has a look at how well it does. So instead of getting 20 views, it now gets 30 views a day, and it goes, okay, those 30 views, it seems to still have that retention rate. Why don't we move it to 6th or 5th? And now instead of getting 20 to 30 views a day, you're getting a 40 to 50 views a day. And now, once again, YouTube goes, oh, it's still holding up. It still has the same click rate. Right, it still has the same share rate. It still seems to be engaging, or even better, it seems to be doing better than the other videos around it. So it moves it up again, and up again, and up again. And this is when your video, in inverted commas, can go viral. Now, virality is a subjective concept. If you've got one subscriber, and your videos normally get 20 views in total, then a video that gets 400 views on your channel is fairly viral for you. In fact, if your channel only gets 5, 10, 20 views a week, and all of a sudden this video is getting 5, 10, 20 views a day, that's a viral sensation for you. So you learn, you replicate. I have around about 15 videos on my channel that get me anywhere between 100 and 800 views a day. One of those videos has around about 200,000 views. 200,000 views sounds like a viral video, right? Yeah, no. I uploaded that in around about January. Now it's October. It has around about 200,000 views. If I was to show that to someone, they'd be like, oh, dude, well done. How did that go? And some people, I don't know, just get in their head that it exploded on day one, that I went from zero to 150,000 views in day one and then slowly trickled out afterwards. No. If you put out the right content at the and you curate it properly, and it's the right title, the right description, the right tags, and you get to the point within the video in a time that is fair, you can introduce yourself, you can say goodbye, right? But as long as somewhere in there is the meat and potatoes, don't try and hide a piece of information that you should really deliver in 40 seconds. Don't bury that in a 50-minute video. And on the flip side, don't shoot yourself in the foot by making a 1-minute video that is under-detailed or rushed, when a 4-minute video stepping you through every fine detail of that software or every fine detail of your solution would be best serving that content. As long as you're giving them the answer and they understand and it's delivered to them in a fashion that helps them, then it will perform well. And then you just sit there, you water the seed, even if you share it out more and more to social media or you find it in forums. Start feeding YouTube the data it needs. Because virality very often doesn't happen on day one, right? Even some of the big boys, some of the big channels out there, right? They'll drop a video, right? It may do okay for their audience, but it might not pop for months on end until that specific topic's being talked about or that specific need is being met. That's why for the last 6 months, I've been making videos all about the new YouTube studio. Because the new YouTube studio, by the end of this year, will become the default. It will be the thing that everyone has to learn. So I've been putting out one or two videos each and every week for around about 6 months, teaching you how this dashboard works. The editor, the end cards, the info cards, the subtitles, the upload feature, the upload defaults. The reason I'm doing that is because I know in the long run, those videos will be able to help whoever comes across them. Not on day one, but possibly a year and a half down the way. And as long as it still helps them, and they're still engaged in it, and they still interact with it, title, description, tags, like, share, then it will increase in rank. And once it does really, really well, it then sits there and it dominates and it becomes what I call a traffic cash cow, in which you know that type of video works now, you've got authority within that specific topic, why not spin it out? So I made a video about how to add end screens on YouTube, and that did really well. So I thought, how can I extract further from that? So I made a video, how to add end screens on mobile. That is doing 4 times better than the original video. The original video, don't get me wrong, has around about 30 to 60,000 views right now. But this one is now outstripping it on day-to-day views. I expect it was made 5-6 months after the original, but it's already surpassed the original video, but it's getting many, many more views per day than the first one. Why? Because I had the authority in that sentence. I had the authority in that question. And YouTube was able to understand that, okay, we trusted him in that. He proved that he knew what he's talking about there, right? So it started to push it. Now, to summarize in its simplest form, you can go viral, but you may have to change what you understand as virality. Going viral in 1, 2, 3 days is possible, especially if you're PewDiePie, especially if you're talking about a very sensitive or explosive topic. Maybe you're being funny, maybe you're being weird, maybe you've been pushed by social media or the mainstream media. But going viral is something that we can all obtain if you're willing to understand that you can still get hundreds of thousands of views. If you stretch it out over 12 months, if you do the right rankings, if you give them the right value, if you give them the right solution. Now, it doesn't have to be educational. It just has to be something that adds value, that people are willing to look at and go through, right? I find that educational content is a more guaranteed way to get extended watch time, because as long as I answer the question that they are asking and I package it up nicely and I don't drag it out for hours on end or minutes for no reason, then people are willing to click on it, listen to my intro, get used to me, watch along to the end where I finally answer their question and then click off or engage, right? So you too can go viral. Offer the value. Do the legwork. Have the patience and let the YouTube algorithm prove that your video is worthy. Because as you slide up those rankings, you'll become unbeatable. I have around about 15 videos that get over 100 views per day. Each one of those get me subscribers. That's how I'm snowballing the YouTube channel. That's how I'm getting 500, 600, 700, 800 subscribers per month. On month, every month for the last 3, 4, 5 months. That's how I went from 1,000 subscribers, 2,000 subscribers at Christmas just gone to staring at 10,000 subscribers by the end of October. and you can do it too. Go out there, get ready, do the legwork to go viral. Start creating.
Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.